You're listening to Vatican Radio.
With less than 100 days to go until the start of the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil's political crisis seems to suggest the current government may not even make the opening ceremony. James Bleers reports.
Officials pledge that the stadiums will be ready to host the first Olympics to be held in South America. But Rio's bay, which remains heavily contaminated with sewage, won't and can't be cleansed for the rowers and the windsurfers. The country's president, Dilma Rousseff, on the other hand, is in her own battle against time, which could culminate in an impeachment process if Brazil's Senate votes in May to put her on trial for alleged budget manipulation via vast bank loans. Carlos Nuzman, who's the president of Rio's Olympic Committee, confidently states Rio is ready to make history, while new sports minister Ricardo Leiser insists the political crisis won't affect the Olympics. Meanwhile, Law and Order is keeping a wary, close eye on the poor favelas districts, and many of the poor themselves are starkly questioning just why so much in the ways and means of badly needed resources have been spent on the Olympics. They themselves can't afford tickets to be spectators or even food to regularly sustain themselves in the great race of life. For Vatican Radio, James Bliss reporting.